Hello, my name is Sailor Cooper. Are you looking to be a professional broadcaster with a rich, quality voice? Well, in this episode, I'll discuss proper vocal development. Because just like an athlete warms up the body before competing, a broadcaster needs to warm up the voice before going on air. I'll discuss key elements such as proper diaphragmatic breathing, rate, pitch, volume, articulation of sounds, and finally, how to maintain a healthy voice. First, breathe diaphragmatically by not allowing your chest to expand and shoulders rise. Instead, allow your abdomen along with your lower stomach to fill up with air. Exhale by letting the stomach muscles contract and diaphragm relax. This will allow the air to be released slowly rather than all at once, which will enable you to have a voice that doesn't sound breathy. Diaphragmatic breathing also relaxes the larynx and vocal cords, which allows you to have a lower pitched voice. Next, while announcing, be sure to pay attention with the type of voice that you use. Don't use the normal voice you use with your family and friends, but instead, use your professional voice that has a low range, a steady pace, and clarity for easy understanding. Your volume and projection is important to pay attention to because it contributes to the enthusiasm and energy you have while performing. It is also controlled by the muscles that affect proper breathing. Pay attention to the voice you're using while talking to the listener or audience, or else the broadcast will sound boring and uninterested. When it comes to pitch, use your full pitch range, emphasizing the lower portion of your voice, which will enhance your voice quality. When it comes to rate, speak at a standard broadcast pace, which will help with articulation and make it easy for the audience and listeners to understand what you are saying. Next is articulation, which is how sounds are produced. Sounds are produced by the five main organs, which are the articulators. These include the tongue, teeth, jaw, lips, and hard and soft palates. To produce sounds properly, make sure that your tongue moves from your front teeth to your upper palate. Also, make sure to relax your jaw. Articulation also depends on the production of saliva, which is why it's important to stay hydrated. Before performance, make sure to drink plenty of water to lubricate your mouth. By using these five organs properly and staying hydrated, you can overcome lazy speech habits and have good articulation. Finally, let's talk about caring for your voice, because if you damage it, of course, you can't perform without it. Like many singers, actors, and other broadcasters do, you should warm up before your session by harmonizing and doing simple breathing exercises. Next, stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water. Avoid smoking because, of course, smoking can damage your lungs, which could also damage your vocal cords. Avoid screaming and shouting when unnecessary. And if your voice is damaged, make sure to rest after extensive use. Don't talk for a few hours. Again, make sure to take care of your voice, because if you do permanent damage to it, you'll never be able to get it back, and therefore you won't be able to perform again. Again, my name is Sailor Cooper, and I hope you found this broadcast on developing your voice informative. Just to recap, make sure to breathe properly diaphragmatically. Make sure to have a good tone, pitch, quality of voice, and rate. Make sure to have good articulation of sounds. And finally, make sure to take care of your voice properly.